Hello and welcome to Cider Chat Podcast. My name is Rhea, and I'm your Cider MC. And I think it's about time we all grab a glass. And join the chat. And I will see you in Ciderville. There's another one opening. Okay, well, it's a happy day in Ciderville. Animals are happy. I'm happy. We are all talking about cider. I'm certainly ecstatic. I'm so ecstatic to have the opportunity to chat with you and cider enthusiasts from around the world about cider making. We're going to be talking about apple varieties, orchard care, barrel aging, tasting cider, and the growing number of ciders that are now available like they never were before for you and I to grab that glass. Hang on a second. Sip and savor a cider. You might not know me, but I've been a cider maker for over 22 years, and I even won a couple awards for my various ciders. I'm not a commercial cider maker. My prop is my pen, both as a craft beer columnist and a tireless cider writer who has been banging the barrel about cider before it was so widely popular. There was a time, not so long ago, when cider was off the radar and no one was interested. I mean, geez Louise, a mere 20 years ago, I would stand at a cider house wanting to teach people the art of cider making. And they would be there picking up their sweet cider, which most people, gasp, call cider even today. I would ask them, do you want to learn how to make cider? And they would look at me like deer in headlights and try to get out of the door before I said another word. I mean, this is the honest to God truth. You know, it really got my goat. And that it was just happening over and over again. So at one point, I actually locked the door and made a sweet cider patron or a group of them stay until they learned how to make cider. For Pete's sake, I mean, come on already. Get with the party. By the way, part of the mission for Cider Chat and this podcast is to seek outsider's truth, such as differentiating between sweet cider and cider. So let's just start. Sweet cider is non-fermented apple juice, whereas cider is fermented and made into quaffable 4.5% to 9% alcohol by volume products. And the products I'm talking about are all the different varieties of ciders that you can make, the different styles, like a common cider. You could have an English cider, a French cider, a Spanish cider, which is sidra. There's different ways that you pour that. And it's just amazing the range of ciders and what the bounty brings to us once the harvest is completed and the cider maker goes to town. I've made cider where I've added bananas and blueberries in the same batch. Sometimes I add yeast to create different flavors, and we'll be talking about yeast with cider in upcoming episodes. And sometimes I've done spontaneous fermentation where I don't add any kind of liquid or dry yeast. I just let the yeast that's on the apple and in the air take root and go bon voyage on their own Ciderville trail. It's just so much fun. And I could tell that you are really into it too. We're going to have one heck of a time with Cider Chat. Oh, looky here. The nose has arrived. Hi, nose.
Hi, Rhea.
Well, in case you're wondering who the nose is the aficionado of smell and getting different flavor profiles. Is that a little bit how you might qualify yourself?
I love picking up on all the subtleties of the various different nuances that cider holds and all the flavors of the apples and how they come wafting up to my nose.
Lovely imagery there, nose. And nose will be joining the Cider Chat from time to time and helping me kind of decipher what we are smelling or what we're not smelling. And I see you have a little bit something with you.
I brought a little cider for us to share today, as well as a few little sneaky snacks, a little sharp cheddar cheese and camembert.
Well, let's get that bottle open and do a little toast to everyone in Ciderville, because this is the beginning of a lovely journey. And here we go, a little bit for you and a little bit for me. And a little bit more for me. Well then, let me get this glass here too. There we go. And whoa, nice glasses you brought there too, Nose. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you, Nose, for coming by. And I really thank all of you for listening today. And please do visit us on iTunes and subscribe to this podcast and leave a review and rating so it could help move the cider agenda forward for all. And we'll be speaking next week to Field Maloney of West County Cider and talking about his family's real movement for creating the cider revival in the U.S. beginning back in 1984. Till then,
See you in Ciderville.
And everyone else, we'll be seeing you soon in Ciderville.
Looking forward to it.
I know. It's going to be so much fun. I love this conversation.
And everybody should grab their glasses.
And join the chat. Till next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.